We have City Councilman Ty Lucas joining us in the studio today. Of course, Councilman Lucas serving Ward 2. And Ty in the studio today to discuss the agenda for North Platte City Council tonight. But Ty, before we dive into the agenda for this evening, let's talk about the election. It's an exciting season, obviously. We've got it narrowed down. Two mayoral candidates. What are your thoughts on both of the candidates, Ty?
Well, it's a great election season. You know, we've got great election or candidates across the board for city government in all of the city council races and the mayoral race. You know, I like both candidates. I know both of them. I know both of them pretty well. From I was on the chamber board when John was there, and Brandon I've gotten to know over the years, and I think we've got two just great candidates. You know, I'm in the Kelleher camp because Brandon just brings, I think, an organizational leadership talent that is rare to find, and what he's used a lot at the hospital, and so I think he'd just be a phenomenal mayor. But I also really like John Hales and think John's a great guy, and if he would win the election, I'll be excited to work with him too.
And let's talk about the council a little bit. We have definite changes on the council. How much change on the council is up to the citizens of North Platte? So do you have much experience with some of the people running for the office?
You know, I know several of them. Pete Voles and I served together on the Planning Commission for many years, and we've also been involved in other organizations together over the years. And Pete's a really strong Ward 2 candidate. I mean, his experience on the Planning Commission. Now, I don't know Jim Agler very well, who's running against Pete, but I've heard he's a very, very strong candidate too. So I think Ward 2 is a good example of having two really high quality candidates. And as I look across the board, I think all the races are going to be very tight. I mean, that just reminds people, get out there and vote, because mm-hmm. in a town of our size, a few votes could swing the decision.
Absolutely.
And so I just want to reiterate to people to get out and vote. And then you get the Quality Growth Fund issue.
Yeah.
And
sure.
I know that's been well publicized, very well covered by the media. George, I appreciate the expenditure list you guys put in the bulletin. On mm-hmm. I was looking at that on your website.
Thanks.
Because sometimes, you know, we're reading a lot of opinion, and I've seen a lot of course, the chamber's out promoting it. We kind of heard the other side, if you listen to Senator Groney's comments on it. But what I really appreciated was just that list of, here's what we've done with it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that is so telling. I mean, I look back and I think about how controversial, like, Hobby Lobby was, for example, and mm-hmm. how tough of a decision that was. And now I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm so glad we did that.
Yeah.
You know,
it's great right along I-80.
Oh, I mean, it's just perfect. Huge. And there's no way we would get that today without spending twice as much. And so sometimes it's hard to look at things in the present. But I know I took a lot of history in college, and the thing you learn about history is you go back and you reflect on it so you can help make better decisions in the present.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the Quality Growth Fund is a perfect example of everybody should go analyze the history of it and then decide whether you feel good about it or not. I still think that North Platte has done the best job in the state of formulating the money into the Quality Growth Fund, and I'm strongly in favor of it. But I think it's something that people should go back, go look at that list in the bulletin, and say, do I feel good about the use of this money for these purposes, and then make their vote.
When I was putting that list together, and that was at a reader's request to do that, and I thought, that's a good question. We should do that. And I was impressed by the variety of things that had received money, small, big, all over the place. And you know, you hear about the big ones, and you tend to remember those. But there's been several small businesses, and there's a portion of that that's just set aside for small businesses, which I think a lot of people don't realize. That's been a fairly recent development in the whole history of the Quality Growth Fund, because I believe the legislature opened it up a little bit so and expanded the parameters of use for that. So those things have struck me.
Yeah, it struck me when I went back and looked at it that it had really been used more for small business in North Platte than it has for big business. I mean, I suppose if you added the dollars up, maybe it's more comparable. But in general, there's been a lot of infrastructure projects on that list.
You
forget about how many infrastructure projects there have been. They've been positive, whether that's out on East Phillip or downtown. And then there's been a few larger businesses like the Hobby Lobby as an example. The road, you forget about little things like the cut in the road that helped Inland Truck.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Inland's a fabulous employer.
Yep.
And big pull. They pull a lot of revenue from off the interstate and from different places. And so you forget about all those those little things. But I really encourage people to go back and look at that look at that list, and then they can make a good decision on that. But that's a really important issue. So I just want to encourage people to get out there and vote. I got to tell you, it's enlightening. I've got a college-age kid, as you guys know, and I was talking to him, and he said that all of the kids who are off at college are talking about they're all coming home to vote. And I said, well, you can vote absentee. You can do that. So we kind of went through, and I explained to him the difference between an absentee ballot and a mail, like what you see in some of the other states with the mail election, the controversy over all that. And so we were talking through that, and he's trying to figure out how he's going to vote. But it's funny, you forget that as you go through more difficult political times in a country, you get young people interested again to where that probably creates the interest in the future. And so as much as our world is just a little crazy and the presidential debates are a little interesting or disturbing, or I don't know what you want to call them, but you got to remember that this is also what's getting young people excited about caring about this issue for the future. And so he gave me a good reminder of how important all this is.
Yeah. Again, we have City Councilman Ty Lukasz joining us in the studio today. And Ty, referring to the last City Council meeting, I think a good example, too, of the Quality Growth Fund at work is with the Caldwells and taking over the Parkade Plaza. And I know that's something that you support, not only as a City Councilman, but in your day-to-day role over at Nebraska Land National Bank.
Yeah, I chose not to vote on that one just because Nebraska Land Bank had provided some of the purchase money financing for the project, kind of conventional financing. But the Caldwells have shown a wonderful track record of being good, positive developers for downtown North Platte. And anytime you can have people that are also running a business in downtown North Platte and then own buildings, I was talking to George about some of the other business owners that, you know, we've got more owners that have buildings downtown, and they're going to invest. They're going to hold things at a high degree of care. Mm-hmm. And this property has been owned by an out-of-town developer, Noddle, who's got a very good reputation in Omaha. They've done a lot of big projects, but I just don't think they've ever been interested in focusing on the redevelopment of Parkade Plaza.
Yeah.
They got a lot going on in Omaha, and I understand that. So to get that area to local ownership is a complete home run, and it's going to be exciting to see what that brings, because that area can truly be the anchor of the historic district. And so I'm just excited, and I'm excited for them. I wish them the best with it.
Yeah, absolutely. It's really exciting. You did abstain from that vote because you mentioned your involvement with the bank side of things, but obviously even though you abstained from it, you extremely support it too. That's pretty obvious.
Yeah, and you know, it's always tricky. I mean, I don't know for sure that I had a conflict where I couldn't vote on that. I mean, we really, the bank that I work for just provided some basic purchase money financing. But I talked to Terry Wade about it. I said, you know, I don't want anybody to think poorly on me or on them, so I'm just going to sit this one out and not research anymore whether it is a conflict or it isn't. But sometimes it's just easier to sit out of those and let the council make their decision.
Well, and I think that's a difficult decision to make, too, but it's great that you have the great legal counsel for the City of North Platte to kind of bounce that off of, too. Terry's been great in the job.
Yeah, I appreciate, you know, a question like that. I can call Terry up and say, hey, this was the role that Nebraska Land played, and his advice to me is, he said, well, Ty, I don't know if technically you've got a conflict or not, but we can look into it further if you need, but I, you know, my recommendation would probably just be to sit out on the vote because it might look like a conflict to constituents. And so, yeah, I think that was great advice, and I appreciate being able to run those kinds of things by him as I need to.
Now let's talk about the council agenda for this evening, Councilman Lukasz. I think the big item on the agenda for tonight is probably Iron Eagle once again.
Yeah, we've got a few big items tonight, but that's a big one. I'm really anxious for that one. I think everybody who knows me knows that I've wanted this black cloud of Iron Eagle extinguished for a long time. Mm-hmm. It's not that I'm against the golf course, but it's just been such a pocket of negativity in the community that it just needs dealt with. And so it seems like we've got a great first step tonight. Of course, the RFP went out with, I think, a 45-day window. They were the only responder. I've read the proposal thoroughly, and I know on the agenda the action item is to authorize Mr. Kibbins to negotiate lease terms with CNL Land LLC, which is tied with Chief Development. And I guess I'm really excited about it because, you know, they're a very reputable developer. If you look at the projects they've done in the Haymarket and Grand Island across the state, I mean, the projects they get involved in seem to go very well. The RFP, though, really talks about them just providing master planning services and then, you know, kind of potentially looking at it as a golf course. And so I'm a little concerned about what maybe people are perceiving we're looking at versus what the actual proposal is, because as simple as they're ready to lease it and run it as a golf course, I don't think it's quite that simple. So I'm really anxious tonight to fully understand their proposal. I read it as that they'd like to come in and conduct master planning of the area, determine whether a golf course is feasible or not, or whether, you know, alterations to the golf course or a smaller golf course or whatever. And so I took their proposal as them raising their hand and saying, hey, we're willing to assist the city of North Platte in planning this area out for the future, and we don't know where that future is going to go. That's the way I read the proposal. But if there's more to it and they're ready to take it on as a lease, I'm all for it, because I want to see us progress our way out of operating this golf course as a community, and I also want to see development continue in that area. So I'm really anxious to get questions answered and talk about it. But whatever happens tonight, I think it's going to be a very positive step forward in resolving this issue.
So you plan to ask a few questions of the developer or the prospective developer on that, right? And drill down into more their specific information or specific plans, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I assume that they or the representatives will be there to where we can ask questions. If so, I've got a few questions. In particular, I think the biggest thing as the council is I want to see this move forward, but we do have to be careful that we don't get something back a year from now that's worse than what we have.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know if there's a lot. I mean, it sounds bad. I don't know if there's a lot worse than what we have, because to hold it as is. So, and they have a great reputation, and I'm excited they want to be involved. I mean, the fact that they've raised their hand and said, we want to help the city solve this, is a big step. I just don't think it's going to be as simple as people think.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we had no offers from anyone to buy it. We really have the proposal doesn't say, hey, we'll pay this amount to lease it and we can run it as a golf course. So it is going to be, this is a complex problem. It's going to take a complex solution, but I just think this looks like a great first step, and so I'm excited about it. I think it's been a long time coming, so I'm really excited about progressing this issue.
The ball's rolling now, at least.
Yes.
So.
Yeah, in regard to your concern that we might get something back that's in worse shape than it is now, I've heard some recommendations or thoughts that maybe some kind of performance bond ought to be part of it, or performance guarantees anyway. But what I read, a little bit of that agenda, too, it seems pretty pretty complete. They've given it a lot of thought, and several pages long,
mm-hmm.
Of the plans they have, and I was impressed by their background too. They've done a lot of good things, and so look forward to the discussion tonight. The council meeting is too is broadcast, and I think it's right at the top of that page, and maybe we ought to mention that, how people can listen in from home.
Yeah, they're using the YouTube, and so you can go to the city's website, and there's a link that works on YouTube. You know, it was on Zoom there for a while, but now it's played on YouTube, and I think it works really well. I know the mayor and Mr. Kibbins have been really attentive to trying to make sure that the audio quality has been better, and they're always reminding us to stay close to our microphones, which is important. And so
I thank them for that.
Yeah. And I'll tell you, there's a couple other important items tonight too. If you haven't looked at it, there's a community group, a group of moms, it sounds like, that are trying to lead a very large playground renovation project at Centennial Park. And so there's a contract with a company called Leathers Inc., where I think they come in and they help design and they help organize fundraising, and then you have a local group of people to go out and raise the money for all the materials, and then they come in and help you build it, and then you have a lot of community labor in building it. Well, I was looking at the drawings and the pictures, and it's really neat. And it's kind of like we've seen with the Kiwanis a couple times before with playgrounds. You love it when a local group says, we want to do this, and we want to do it in the city park, and we might need the city's help with managing the project and then the ongoing maintenance, but we want to bring this together and go raise the money for it.
And make it happen.
And make it happen. I mean, that's one of the neat things about being on city council is you get to see people passionate about certain things that are willing to put their time, money, and energy forth to make them happen. And this, to me, looks like one of those cases. And then I don't want to ignore either tonight, because it's very important. You know, we're going to look at the collective bargaining agreement with the North Platte Police Employees Association. And so, again, it's an item that I'm sure the council will likely be very supportive of, probably not a lot of negative speak about it, but again, super important. Mm-hmm. Our police need to know they are 100% supported by City Hall, especially in today's world. So even though that item's probably kind of a no-brainer if you're in my seat, I think it's still important that as a city and a City Hall, we show that complete commitment of support to our police force. And so, again, it's probably not an item that's going to have tons of discussion, but it might be the most important item on our agenda mm-hmm. tonight.
Now, Ty, we do need to wrap up here, but if there's any Ward 2 constituents of yours or maybe anybody throughout the entire city that wants to get in contact with you, might be a little tough to do so before the council meeting, but if they want to get in contact with you anytime, how can they reach out to you, Ty?
They can give me a call. They can call me at 534-5987, and if I'm not there, just leave me a message, and I'll certainly get back to you. I'd love to visit with you about anything that's on your mind.
Well, perfect. Thank you, Councilman Lucas, and look forward to seeing you at the meeting tonight.
Yeah, thank you.
More coming up on Mugs in the Morning right after this.